Brewers and Braves, the ageless R.A. Dickey looking for win number 6. Let's take it to the bottom of the first, Tyler Flowers at the plate.
Swinging a line drive back up the middle, a base hit. That'll score Phillips. Adams stops at second. It's a 2-out RBI hit. The game is tied, 1-1. 2-1 pitch. Phillips hammers one to deep left field. Backing up Brinson, running out of room, and it is gone. It's a 2-run home run for Brandon Phillips. And the Braves have taken a 3-1 lead. Seventh home run of the year for Brandon Phillips. And for the first time in 35 career at-bats for Phillips, he's taken Matt Garza deep. Can never tell whether he's going good or going bad in that clubhouse. It's a good sign. 2-2. Swing and a miss on that knuckleball, and Bandy down on strikes for a third time. We called that game together, if I'm not mistaken.
We did at Surprise Stadium.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Arcia down on strikes. 1-2. Here comes Johnson. Check swing. He went around, and the ball game is over. Atlanta takes down the Brewers by a final of 3-1.
3-1 Atlanta is your final score. The Braves are now riding a 4-game winning streak and have won 7 of their last 8. Dickey gets the win, 7 innings, 1 run on 5 hits with 6 strikeouts. Matt Garza drops to 3-4. Craig Counsell and the Brewers unable to pull it off against the Braves on Saturday as they lose 3-1. Here's Counsell on the loss.
After the first inning, you know, we had a nice rally in the first inning, but we didn't really generate much offense after that. So certainly, you know, nothing, no real scoring opportunities after that. So I mean, we got maybe a man on, but no, you know, multiple runners, you know, with less than 2 outs, we couldn't get anything going really good. And I think both starting pitchers, you know, got better as the game went along. He doesn't have, you know, a history of really walking guys, or, you know, certainly recent history of walking guys. So, you know, I thought we were going to have to swing the bat, and, you know, I think against a guy like that, this is, you know, it's the day where you got to hit some home runs, because it's hard to put up against a bunch of hits together usually. So, you know, obviously we did not do that. And like I said, I think he got a better feel for it, and it was moving around better. You know, we didn't have many swings and misses the first time through the lineup. And as he went through the lineup, the swings and misses started increasing. So I think he got a better feel for, you know, making it move. And, you know, we didn't have many answers. I thought Matt's stuff really got better as the game went. His fastball improved as the game went along. You know, he put up 3-0s after that home run, pitched very well after the home run. You know, ended up giving us a quality start, but not enough offense today. Our feeling in the dugout was just that it was taking longer, and that's the difficult one for the umpires is the between hitter review and replays, because they don't put a clock up. But you can't get ejected there. It doesn't make any sense to get ejected there. No, it shouldn't have happened.
Do you mean from the player's part?
From the player's part. Okay. No, especially a position player when you know, that's not in the game. I mean, it puts you behind the eight ball. If we tie the game, there's problems there for us. You know, it's somebody else can do the arguing there.
Sunday, Zach Davies takes the hill for the Brewers. He'll face the Braves' Julio Teheran.